You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, multiple flights were delayed due to an eruption dubbed by scientists as minor eruptive activity off Whakaariwai Island. This comes as GNS Science discovered a new vent in the volcano, as the volcano has been experiencing ongoing volcanic activity since the beginning of this month. I spoke to Associate Professor in the Faculty of Science at the University of Auckland and geologist Phil Shane about this new event and the disruption Whakaari has caused to air travel and whether this should be viewed as a concern. Last week, Whakaariwai Island erupted, releasing a gas plume that halted various flights from Tauranga and Rotorua. This comes as the volcano has been experiencing what scientists say is minor eruptive activity since earlier this month. What is causing this episode of eruptive activity?
As far as we can tell, there's been some evidence that new magma, that's molten rock, has started to rise beneath the volcano again. And so this is resulting in a bit more gas being released and some ash. We need to remember that White Island is New Zealand's most active volcano, and we have seen this type of activity before.
Recently, a discovery by GNS Science into a new vent being opened up in Whakaari has been discovered. Should this be a cause for concern?
I think the pattern of activity we're seeing at the moment is relatively typical of the volcano if we sort of look back all the way back over decades to the 1970s. It is common for hot rock to be beneath the volcano and to release gases. Sometimes if the magma, which is the molten rock, is closer to the surface, the gases and the ash might find new pathways to the surface and open up new vents. We always have to be concerned about any type of activity because we never know what's going to happen next. We never know what's going to happen in the future when you deal with nature. But if we look at the long-term pattern, we should expect activity like we're seeing at the moment to continue weeks or maybe even months. But we can't rule out major changes either.
Is this eruptive activity different to what we saw in the 2019 Whakaariwai Island eruption?
All volcanoes have a range of behaviours. The 2019 activity was sort of like a sudden explosion where water or gases beneath the ground got really heated up suddenly, causing an explosion, whereas I think the activity we're seeing at the moment is a little bit more typical of White Island, where you wouldn't necessarily expect a little explosion like in 2019. We might just see quiet gas coming out and ash coming out. But remember, that can ramp up to a different type of eruption. That's why we need a little bit more information from monitoring and that sort of thing.
You just briefly touched on this, but are there any monitoring procedures put in place, such as a seismic station, to research volcanic activity on the island?
All of our volcanoes that are potentially active, they may be dormant at the moment, are watched or monitored in some way. The problem with White Island is there's no instruments on the ground over there, and scientists are not visiting the volcano. What we like to do is, during quieter times, we like to visit the volcanoes and collect samples to see what's been coming out of the ground, because that gives us clues to whether new molten rock is rising beneath the volcano. And to my knowledge, none of the instruments, including video cameras and seismicity and gas measurements, all the things we'd normally do, those instruments are not operating on the island. So instead, we're having to do it by remote control, like periodic flyovers and observations from the coast. But looking at things from a distance is never as good as being able to access the volcano directly. So we have a bit of a problem where people currently are not allowed to access the volcano, even when it's relatively safe.
Will this recent spout of eruptive activity affect the mainland in any capacity?
At the moment, we would only call this sort of a feeble or quiet eruption, and most of the ash that comes out really just falls out around the volcano out at sea. When we get stronger winds from the north, like we saw recently, there is the potential for very small particles in the atmosphere to blow towards the Bay of Plenty coast, and that's when aviation gets concerned, and often it's the safe, even if the probability of a hazard is quite low, it's usually safer in aviation to cancel flights if you have evidence that ash could blow in the direction of the flight path of the aircraft. No reason to believe we would, at the moment, that we would get big ash clouds blowing towards the Bay of Plenty coast. But in aviation, where the risks are high, you're always more cautious than usual. If the activity started to increase, which is always a possibility, then you could expect more disruptions to aircraft, and in a much bigger eruption, you could get actual volcanic ash blowing on shore.
Speaking more upon aviation, are more flights expected to be delayed or even cancelled to and from nearby areas?
I think from just recent experience where a few flights were cancelled, I think you can assume unless the volcano quietens down or the wind direction carries the ash to sea only, there's always the possibility of the odd cancelled flight. I don't know if you'd call it a huge disruption. I guess that just depends on your personal perspective of how big a disruption to your life is. But just from what we saw in recent weeks, I think with the right wind direction and if the volcano is still puffing away, there may be periodic cancellations or delays to flight. I'm not sure it would have a huge economic impact unless the activity started to increase. I think that going forward, if we want to understand White Island a bit better so that we can make decisions about monitoring and human activity, even on land, we need access to the island so that we can sample it, set up instruments there to get a much better picture of how it behaves.
That was Associate Professor in the Faculty of Science at the University of Auckland and geologist Phil Shane about the recent eruptive activity of Whakaariwa Island and what this means for the region.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.